God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can the power be present for a person to be healed and them not be healed?
Yes.
Yeah. It's just like this. I mean, what if somebody, you know, what if you had folk come in that are not saved, not born again, and the gospel is preached? Is the power there for them to be saved?
Yes.
Is the gospel the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes? And can faith come by hearing the word? Then the power would be present for them to be saved. Does that mean they're automatically saved?
No.
Can they doubt and reject it and turn around and go away?
Yes.
Yeah, they can. Well, the power can be present to heal. That doesn't mean people are automatically healed. You must receive that. You must believe and receive.
Amen.
So we got Jesus speaking the word. Faith is coming and power is there. But we got a bunch of people in the room that don't want to hear it. They're biding the time. They're trying to find something that they can find fault, cause Jesus trouble with. But there were some guys on the outside. Couldn't find a place to park because of all these scribes and Pharisees taking up all the parking places. Now, if you think I'm kind of tough on the scribes and Pharisees tonight, I'm not as tough as Jesus was. He said, you brood of snakes. How can you miss hell? He said, you scour the earth and try to make a disciple after yourself. And when you find him, you make him twice the child of hell that you are. I'm quoting Jesus. One of his whole sermons, every point was this. Hypocrites. Woe to you. And he'd say about three. And then he'd say, hypocrites. Woe to you. Then he'd say, hypocrite. Read it. That was his punchline. Hypocrites. He said, you're like a tomb. You're painted real white on the outside, but you're full of rottenness. You're full of stink. I don't want to be full of stink, do you? Are there scribes and Pharisees with us today? Yes, there are many, many, many. Let's don't judge anybody else. Let's see to it that we are not like this. We're not hard-hearted. We're not fault finders. We're like these guys that came in from the outside. Verse 18, they couldn't find a place to park because of all these Pharisee donkeys. But they didn't let them hold them up. They toted the man. That takes effort, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Carried this man who was paralyzed. They had to carry him. He couldn't walk. And they sought means to bring him in and to lay him before him. And when they could not find by what way they might bring him in because of the multitude, they said, I'm sorry, Joe. We tried, brother. There's no way to get in. The ushers won't let us in. And the scribes got all the seats. I guess it's just not the Lord's will for us today. Because we tried and we said before we left, Lord, if it's your will, make a way. And if not, shut the door. And whatever's your will, let it be. And so this is obviously a closed door. And so this means this is not the will of God. So let's just be humble and accept the Lord's will and go home and say, thy will be done. Is some of that stuff preached though?
Yes.
That's not Bible. I said it's not Bible. Here's something you'll find about faith. Faith is persistent. Faith. Now, you can't have faith until you know the will of God. Faith comes from hearing the Word, and the Word reveals to you the will of God for you. You can't have faith till you know the will of God through His Word, by His Spirit, by the Bible. But once you know the will of God, you need to be undaunted. You need to set your face like Flint and say, oh, no. I have heard from the Lord. Now, you make sure you have before you say that. Don't you just think of something off the top of your head and then I'm going to believe for this. No, you got to hear from God in the book and by His Spirit. But once you have heard and once you got it clear, you got to make up your mind that no matter what comes, you're not quitting. You're not giving up. Nothing can deter you. Nothing can stop you. I mean, the parking lot full, them having to carry him from, I don't know how far away it was, but they carried him. I don't know how hot it was, but they carried the man. They tried to get in the building. They couldn't get in, but they wouldn't quit. Everybody say they wouldn't quit. Now, see, you got to make up your mind. You don't play with these things. You don't toy with these things. Well, I'll go and maybe they'll pray for me. And if it's the Lord's will, I'll be healed. And if not, then it wasn't His will. And we just don't know, and whatever His will. See, all this stuff about His will in connection with things where His will has been revealed is spiritual laziness. I said it's spiritual laziness. It's trying to put it off on the Lord. Well, it's just whatever He wants. You can't put off on Him the responsibility He's given to you. He's told us to not be unwise, but to understand what the will of the Lord is. We have a responsibility to find out if it's His will for us to be healed or not. We have a responsibility to find out if it's His will for us to be prosperous or not. Don't just take my word for it. Don't say, well, Brother Keith believes it, that's good enough. No, don't just come in here if this is new to you and say, well, they believe in prosperity, that's good enough for me. That won't cut it. No, you got to get in this book. You take everything you hear me preach and you dissect it 9 ways. You find scriptures for everything I said or else you don't believe it. And I don't care who told you. You find it in this book. Not just a half of scripture and somebody's interpretation on it. In the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses. You find it. Amen. And you don't just say, well, Brother Keith said it. No, it's got to be the Lord said it. I heard from Him. Amen. And then when you've heard from Him, there ain't no turning back. Make up your mind. No. Jesus bought healing for me. He paid for it. He bore the stripes on Himself. If He paid such a terrible price, I'm gonna have it. Yeah. If He bought it and He paid for it, and if it's His will for me to enjoy it, I'm gonna enjoy it. Yeah. And if you go week after week and you don't feel any better, don't let it move you. If you go time and things challenge that, don't let it stop you. They're standing out there. Other people would have given up. You see why they're in the book? I said, do you see why I'm in their book? A lot of folk would have went home. A lot of folk wouldn't even have come to the meeting because there's so many people there. Many people wouldn't even come. I've had people ask me, well, Brother Keith, you know, I hear about all these great miracles that happen in some of the crusades in Africa and Asia and other places. And why don't we see more things like that here? Let me tell you one reason. I know about some of these meetings. The people hear about these meetings and some of them will walk for 3 days in 100-plus degree temps with nothing but a goatskin water bottle. Walk for 3 days and stand out in the sun hundreds of yards away from the platform and stand there and wait for the service to come. You think God's not going to show up for people that have that much expectation and are willing to go there? And then you got people in the States here won't drive across the block to get in a good service. Some, not you. But do you see what I'm talking about? Faith expects. That expectation causes excitement. Yeah. Amen? And folks stand out there all day and sing excitement, excitement. Jesus is coming. Jesus is going to manifest. Jesus is going to show up and heal people. Well, you get 1 million people chanting that. all day out in the hot sun. You think God's not going to show up? Glory to God. These people, do they have faith? Jesus saw their faith. How do we know they have it? They looked in the parking lot. They couldn't figure it out. They went to every door. They couldn't figure it out. They talked to all the ushers. They couldn't get in. And they looked and they looked and they looked and they looked and then they looked up. Pays to look up. And he said, well, ain't nobody on top of the house. And one said, you thinking what I'm thinking? He said, take him up there. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And somebody said, well, you know, this man, I've heard people even sing songs and say, well, the man didn't have faith of his own, so the four men's faith got him to Jesus. I disagree. They all had faith. It's a fact. The Bible didn't say Jesus saw the four's faith. He saw their faith. That's all of them. For one thing, a lot of folk that were paralyzed, they're not going to let you haul them up the side of a house and them not expecting something to happen. And then tear off a jagged hole in the roof and lower you down on a little mat. A lot of unbelieving folk would have been crying and whining, no, you can't take me up there. No, you'll drop me. These people are never healed.
Amen.
I know it's humorous, but are you listening?
Yes.
These whiners, self-pity will keep you down and keep you bound.
Yes.
Fear. I tried to talk to them about, come and get in this meeting. You know, be where the anointing is. I'm talking about a certain meeting that was happening at that time. Come be there. And they said, oh, I'm afraid though, if I get out, I might have a spell. And I just don't know. And you know what happens to people like that? They die. Now, if they're saved, they go to be with Jesus. That's wonderful. It's better than being here. But robbed of years they could have had. Did you hear me? Faith is a fighter.
Amen.
Faith is determined.
Amen.
Faith is persistent.
Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man Born by Four, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R627. That's R627. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Keith and Phyllis Moore and Faith Life Church of Branson would like to invite you to a week of increase, October 12th through 17th. We serve a God of increase. His will is increase in every area. Come and learn how to receive the increase God has planned for you. These meetings will be held nightly at 7 p.m. and childcare through age 6 will be provided. For more information about these meetings, please visit our website at flcbranson.org. Or call 417-334-9233.